This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. Israel, open your ears and heed the unfolding word. The crimson stain deepens. It's not political maneuvering you're witnessing, not simply scandal or the shifting of power. It is the hand of Yahuwah descending upon Edom, exposing the rot that has festered for generations. They built their kingdoms on the backs of the oppressed, on the stolen inheritance of Israel, and believed their fortresses of stone and wealth would shield them from the righteous judgment of the Most High. Obadiah spoke plainly, their pride, their arrogance would be their undoing. They thought themselves secure in their mountains, untouchable. But Yahuwah sees all, and the unraveling has begun. Look closely at those who once held positions of power, those who believed themselves above accountability. See the investigations mount, the accusations fly, the shame descending like a heavy garment. This is not happenstance. This is the deliberate unveiling of wickedness, a prelude to the complete dismantling of Edom's influence. For too long, Edom, carried through the lineage of Esau, manifested in the empires of Rome, Christendom, and now in the unipolar Western order, has sought to diminish Israel, to usurp our birthright, to profit from our suffering. They rejoiced in our captivity, reveling in their perceived advantage. But Yahuwah remembers. He remembers the spilled blood, the broken covenants, the generations lost to exile. And now the scales are tipping. The prophets warned of this day. Isaiah, speaking of the day of Yahuwah against Edom, foretold a land laid desolate, a kingdom brought low, a land transformed into a wasteland, a place of thorns and snares. This isn't a prediction of some distant future, Israel. It's a present reality unfolding before our eyes. The foundations of their power are cracking. The structures of their control are crumbling. The crimson stain, once subtly hidden, is now spreading, revealing the depth of their depravity. And what of those who cling to manufactured narratives, to false hopes? Those who look to rebuilt temples and red heifers as signs of approaching salvation? They are blinded, deceived by the very system that seeks to enslave them. These are stage props, carefully constructed misdirection designed to distract from the true battle, the battle for the soul of Israel, the battle for the fulfillment of covenant. Don't be fooled by the illusion of progress. Don't be swayed by the empty promises of a world built on injustice. True restoration lies not in mimicking the ways of Edom, but in returning to the ancient paths, to the covenant with Yahuwah. We see the alignment of powers, the dragon and the bear drawing closer, a dangerous dance echoing the ancient struggles of nations. The east stirs, the eastern gate opens, and the preconditions of the day of Yahuwah are falling into place. This is not a call to fear, Israel, but a call to discernment, a call to recognize the signs of the times and to prepare our hearts for what is to come. The scattering of Israel, the long years of exile, were not a mistake. They were a refining fire, a crucible designed to purify the remnant, to awaken those who would remember the covenant. And now, in this generation, we are witnessing a stirring, a gathering of the scattered stones, a rebuilding of the spiritual walls. From across the nations, the seed of Jacob is awakening, recognizing the truth and yearning for restoration. The judgment on Edom is not simply about punishment. It is about clearing the path for the restoration of Israel, for the establishment of Yahuwah's kingdom on earth. It is about bringing justice to the nations and fulfilling the promises made to our ancestors. The crimson stain deepens, yes, but within that darkness lies the promise of a new dawn, a dawn of righteousness and peace. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.